You know, when I really sit back and think, and I feel as though so many can definitely agree with me, in the moments where I ignored a person's actions or I made excuses for their actions and their words, the heartbreak, the disappointments that I could have avoided if I would have just listened. But sometimes people say, "Oh, I don't want you," or "I don't see it like this," just for you to chase them. And it's just like, why do I have to chase you in order to love you? Hey, boo, let's chat. I'm your host, Michelle Joe, self-love coach, author, and just a phenomenal creator, if I do say so myself. Welcome to Hey Boo, Let's Chat, the podcast, a podcast about more than just self-love. So, if you're new here, welcome. If you're coming back, welcome back, boo. So, this episode is really or has been inspired by a video that I posted on TikTok about just not wanting to chase anymore. And that video came from a place of me just really doing like self-evaluation and like doing like a life audit and finally reaching this place of knowing that for me, chasing does not equal challenge anymore. And we're gonna talk in terms of dating and relationships. Okay. So before we dive into today's episode, definitely get comfy. I have a hot cup of coffee that I made in my handy dandy Hey Boo Let's Chat coffee mug that will be available very, very soon. But no, get comfy, you know, grab your coffee, your water, your tea, whatever it is that you're sipping on, and let's chat. So, ever so often, more so close to my birthday, Virgo gang. My birthday is September 4th, and you know, I often find myself like reflecting. I am definitely the type of person as to where I really take my personal growth serious. I take my healing serious. I just take me serious as a woman. I have a vision for myself as a woman. And, you know, I like to position myself to become her. And I feel as though I'm in this space of where I have become her. And granted, I feel like I've been her for quite some time, but I was operating and seeing myself through a space of which I was just no longer in. And the light bulb went off. I stepped into my spotlight and I was just like, baby girl, I am never dimming your light ever, ever, ever again. But yeah, so I was just reflecting and, you know, I've been in this space. If you listen to the last episode, which I think you should check it out, child, because I think it was good. You know, that's just what I heard. That's just what I heard. But no, like, you know, I am just in this space as to where, for one, if it's leaving or if it's left my life, I don't question it anymore. I don't question it. I don't try to chase it. I don't try to make like a rhyme or reason or fake like I need closure. Because what is closure? For real, for real. I just let it go. And I'm not saying like in letting it go, it doesn't bother me, or it doesn't affect me to some degree because it does. Excuse me, depending upon like what it is and who it is. But I'm just not allowing my emotions to lead me to a place or keep me in a place that is just not good for me. You know, I go to therapy consistently. I know therapy, some people say it doesn't work for them or whatever, but it's taken me some time, but I feel like this year has really been like a monumental space for me. And my therapist is just so bomb. She's a black woman and she just gets it. When I say aligned, baby, aligned. Okay. So I just feel as though I want what is for me. And I made this decision like a couple months ago of really just stepping and staying in the space of I want what is for me. I don't want to force myself. I don't want to convince myself. I don't want to talk myself into believing or play the blind eye to what it is that I'm seeing. I don't want to do that anymore. And you know, one thing that I've come to learn to therapy, which is why I brought it up, was that certain people that we interact with, that we connect with, can definitely be triggers for us and may not be a good thing for us. And sometimes, and maybe it's just human nature, cue the SWV. That was Michael Jackson. I feel like it, Richard. Child, don't get me to lie. I'm not about to lie. But I know both of them. I know both of them remixed the song, though. Don't come for me. So I think sometimes we just want what we want. And we're putting ourselves aside because we want what we want. And one thing that I've learned, and you know, you guys know that I'm a self-love coach, and you know, through the women that I've coached, and heck, even myself, coming to realize that oftentimes we latch on to pieces and parts of people that make us feel a certain way, but we don't necessarily look at them in their entirety. I understand the notion when people say you love the idea of me, because let's be real, like sometimes we just latch onto, oh, they make me feel this way, or oh, you know, when I'm around them I feel this, and it's just like we make that part of a person the entire person. And it's just like, ooh, child, I hope y'all didn't hear my stomach. And it's just like, that's not how a relationship works. That's not how dating works. And I think sometimes that can get us in trouble. It can get us in trouble in the sense of we're so caught up in and engulfed in these pieces of a person, when honestly, pieces of a person does not make a whole person. And it's gotten me in a lot of trouble. I am not gonna lie. Like, I can be hard-headed. I can be stubborn. And I think that this last year or so in my life, I kind of just wanted to prove to myself that I wasn't a runner and a track star. Because when I tell you, the first sign of a red flag, baby girl was gone, okay? Just gone. And I can be turned off fairly easy. And one thing that I've recognized and I know about myself, once you lose my interest, once you lose me, excuse me, like being all in with you, it is extremely hard to lock me back in. Like, because I think it takes a lot for me to lock in with the person. So when I'm no longer locked in with you, oh, that's it. That's a wrap. Mm-mm. I ain't coming back. Uh-uh. So this last year or so, I can admit I stayed in situations. Excuse me, child, throat, what's going on? I definitely stayed in situations a lot longer than what I needed to. I definitely found myself chasing or trying to prove myself. And I don't need to do that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. I feel like oftentimes we live in a world, especially these days, where it's really just about what can this person do for me and what can this person add for me. Like, I feel like it's from a very ego-driven space. It's from a very selfish space. Because when we think about dating, when we think about relationships, it's two people. It's two people from two totally different backgrounds and potentially two different spaces and maybe two different views of what dating and what relationships mean to them. And we're trying to figure out how to come together and not bump heads with each other more than we embrace each other. And it's just like, for one, this whole notion of, and I'm gonna talk about this, like, what do you bring to the table? And I'm just like, me? Like, me? Like, I no longer want to know the answer to that question. It's like, I feel like, you know, to be honest, there are so many things that just do not fit in today's realm of dating. Like, asking someone, what do you bring to the table? Like, you know, looking at dating and relationships just from a singular view does not work to me. And that's just my personal opinion. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But it's just my personal opinion. Because it's just like, no matter how we dress our table, no matter how clean we try to make it or whatever, everyone is not always showing who they are 100%. Like, sometimes it is truly the people who just... Sometimes it's truly the people who feel like people have done them so wrong. They leave out the little details of how they contributed to those things. Sometimes it's the people that want to know from you how you have their back and how you stand up for them. But they're the main ones that will disrespect you, you know, when you're not looking. And it's just like, you never really know a person until you give it time. Like, give them time. And I think nowadays, like, it used to be, like, people say, like, the first 6 months or whatever. But, honey, I'm convinced that you can see who a person is way, way sooner than that. Way sooner than that. You can see who a person is maybe sometimes in a matter of weeks, maybe in a couple months, a month or two. And so it's just like, when you see those things, what do you do? Do you make excuses? Do you say, oh, it's just early on, like, maybe I'm tripping because maybe it's familiar and I've been here before, or, you know, maybe they didn't mean it that way. Like, what if we literally just started taking people for face value? Like, no, I don't need to have a rhyme and reason of why you did this or why you said that or, you know, why this happened the way that it happened. No, it happened. Like, sometimes we don't have to know the reasoning behind a thing. We just have to see it for what it is. And I'm the type of person as to where when my trust is broken, when I'm just not feeling something anymore, I'm not going to put you through trying to repair that, because I know it's exhausting sometimes. It's exhausting repairing trust sometimes, depending upon what stage you're in. Now, I'm not talking about if you're, you know, years down the road or whatever the case may be. Repairing trust is hard, because trust is something I feel like it's hard to truly gain from a person. But yeah, it's just like, if we're early on in the game and we're only a couple weeks or a month or so into it, no, I'm not about to put you through it. I'm not about to put me through it. Like, nah, like, it just is what it is. And I think that's been the hardest place for me to come to. And to finally be in this space of where it's just like, ah, that's cool. Like, that's cool. Like, there's nothing more and nothing less that needs to be said. And like I said, sometimes people just do that because they want you to chase them. Like, when I've agreed with people past, you know, when I've agreed with them, they would come back to me and say, oh, you know, you don't fight. You don't want to fight for us, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait a minute. You literally said this is not going to work out. You literally said, like, you're not into this anymore. So I'm going to believe you. And then it's just like you get manipulated into believing that maybe you aren't fighting. So then you start fighting. And then that's when you stay just a little bit longer than what you should have stayed. When you just should have left that thing where it was. I'm telling you. Some hard, hard lessons I've come to learn. But now that I've learned them, and we all know the saying, now that I know better, I can genuinely and truly do better. Because why? Like, I used to look at a chase as a challenge. Like, I like to be challenged. But that was immature thinking of me, I believe. And again, I am only speaking from my perspective. Like, I used to love a challenge. You know, if you didn't know. So before I, you know, identified as, you know, a bisexual woman and started dating women, I dated men, you know, primarily only. And I was in the bad boys. Like, I was in the bad boys, like, heavy in the streets, like, for real, for real. Like, not playing no games. Like, they was, like, for real in the streets. And I think I liked the chase, or at the time, I liked knowing that I can make him good for me. Like, you can go out, you can be this tough guy, but when you're with me, you're gentle, you're soft. You know, and just different things. And I like that. But I never stopped to ask myself, when the challenge is over, then what? When you're continuing to chase someone who hurts you or doesn't make you feel like they see you or that you're worthy or, you know, that constantly chips away at your self-esteem, then what? Is it worth the challenge? Are the challenges and, you know, the excitement of a thing, is it worth you feeling like crap? Is it worth you leaving that situation? Because it's going to end. Leaving that situation damaged, broken, unsure, confused? No. Like, if I could go back and tell my younger self anything, it would honestly just as simply be, for one, know your worth, know your value, know yourself. Like, know yourself, baby girl. Insert the little Drake clip. Like, know yourself. Know that these challenges that you think you want, this life that you think you want because it seems exciting and it seems, you know, so different than what, you know, your life is. No. Because in the end, honestly, sometimes I feel like emotional scars leave the most lasting impression. Because that's the thing about triggers I've learned, is that it can be something from years ago. Something that you didn't even remember. And there could be something present day that comes up and brings that thing up again. That, and I think that's the thing about emotional scars. You just never know how deep they are. You never know how deep they are. And, you know, I always encourage people. I understand that some people don't have access to different avenues of mental health. But there's always a way to get what you need in terms of whether it's therapy, whether it's coaching, whether it's, you know, going the holistic route. Like, there's so many tools online at no cost that will help you with your mental health, because you do not have to suffer alone. You do not have to just stay to yourself. Like, I encourage you to go out and seek, you know, the guidance, the help that you need, because it's so important. Mental battles are, another level. But yeah, like, I don't want to chase you, and I don't want you to chase me. I want you to be intentional about me and vice versa. But I don't want to chase each other, because sometimes you get tired in the chase. Sometimes you stop chasing. And I mean, granted, there comes times where we all get comfortable in situations, but you can always pick yourself back up. And so I've just come to this place, the older that I've gotten, is that I just want what's for me. And a lot of times, and I can totally, totally, totally attest to this, when it's meant for you, it will be easy. It will. Like, yes, you will have your bumps. Yes, there will be some growing pains. But if you have two people that are committed, if you have two people that are more than willing to figure this thing out together, it's so much easier even to get through those times. Because when you have a person who lacks accountability, who lacks self-awareness, who may be manipulative or narcissistic or whatever the case may be, you're always going to find yourself taking the blame for everything. And that gets heavy. That gets so heavy. Because let me tell you, I was in a situation once upon a time where I've been in the situation a couple of times, actually, where I felt like I would often silence my feelings, my emotions, because I just didn't want to get into an argument. I just didn't want to get into conflict with a person. So I would just simply internalize everything. All the while, they were always able to say what they needed to say. They were always able to tell me everything that I've done wrong. But the moment of the second, I try to come back with what I had to say. And sometimes with some people, you got to bring receipts. And I hate doing that, because I'm just like, why do I have to like show you proof? Why do I have to pull text messages? Why do I have to pull this out just for you to believe me? Like, that is exhausting, and I hate doing it. And it's heavy. It's heavy to be in a situation where you're always taking in what another person is saying, but you don't have any type of release. And I've gotten to the point in my life where if I cannot talk to you, if we cannot have healthy disagreements, this is not where we need to be. Like, there is a way to disagree in a healthy manner. You know, I just, these past, you know, few months, I've literally just come to this place of being like, man, I wish I knew it. I really wish I would have leaned into this a lot sooner. Granted, I don't have a lot of regrets. I have some. I do. I'm not gonna lie. I have some. But I wish I would have known these things sooner. I wish that I would have leaned into my inner voice, my inner intuition, a lot sooner, and not ignoring it, not second guessing myself, because ultimately I didn't trust myself. Like, I'm in such a space of trusting myself, trusting my heart, trusting God, trusting the signs that come about. Like, just trusting, because it's just like, even in the midst of when things don't seem okay, just knowing that they will be okay, and have the peace in knowing that they'll be okay, and that I'm going to be okay. But not worrying, not worrying, not stressing. Like, I was doing a recording for Sip and Serve. If you don't know, I, along with my creative sister, but no, my friend Mika and I, we have a brand that's centered around coffee, but also conversation, like really heartfelt conversation. And it's called Sip and Serve, and we do a live every other Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we recorded our first podcast episode yesterday. And as I was talking, because I came to this place, and y'all, this podcast might be all over the place, but whatever. I was talking about how I am in a space of living a light life. And what I meant by that was I'm just putting down everything that just seems too heavy, because I've come to the realization that I've been carrying around bags, I've been carrying around narratives, and I've been carrying around this perception of myself that, for one, wasn't even purely created by me, but that doesn't even fit me anymore. Like, I've been wearing clothes and things like that, not literally, figuratively, that do not fit me anymore. They're baggy, you know? And it's just like, baby girl is drinking her water, minding her biz, like getting some sun, walking, losing weight, becoming more secure in who I am as a woman, getting ready to do this, do that, like in healthy relationships, cultivating healthy friendships, surrounding myself with love and family and just different things that make me feel good. And I got emotional, child. I got emotional. Because I, in that moment of me talking, I was just like, this is what I've been searching for. This feeling that I have, this is what I've been going to therapy for. This is what I've been doing my morning routine and reading and meditating and really working on me for years to get to this space, to get to this feeling, when in all honesty, I did not think it was possible. Like, I really didn't. I started to doubt it, like, so much, because I was just like, yo, like, I'm a really good person. So I've been told. And I know. But I was like, I'm a really good person. And I have a really good heart. I have a really big heart. And I try my best to only do things with the purest and most genuine intent. And I was just like, I keep getting hurt. I keep getting effed over. I keep, you know, getting my heart broken. Like, I was just tired. Like, when I tell you, I was tired, y'all. Because I just didn't understand. And I'm not, like, a vindictive or, like, petty person to where, like, oh, you know, I'm gonna get you back. And, like, nah. I let karma handle all my battles. Like, that's why I don't go on my platform and, like, in detail, talk about, you know, what's hurt me, who's hurt me, and just different things. Like, I always say, honey, if I didn't get online and talk about my ex-husband and talk about my marriage in detail, because, baby, I got some stories. I'm not going to do it to anybody else. I'm not. And I've forgiven him, you know. I've forgiven myself, because I don't like to have negativity in my heart. I don't like to hold on to what people did to me or whatever, because I know I've broken some hearts. I know I've hurt some feelings as well. And God had grace with me. And I have grace with others. But just because I grace you does not mean that you have to be in my same space. Does not mean that we have to catch up in certain things. Like, I can forgive you. And I can give you grace, but I can also not have you in my space. Baby, bars. Okay, bars. Okay, drops mic. Bars. But picks the mic back up. But yeah, like, I kid you not, like, I just, this space that I'm in, it's so unexplainable. I don't know how it happened. Like, that's how I know it's God, because I promise, the doors that have been closing and the shifts that have been happening in my life for the past few months now, I can't explain it. Like, I can't pinpoint where it started from. And it's just, like, how I feel, like, the peace that I have, like, the space that I've created to just hear. And even just the signs, like, the things that happen that come that I feel like God is telling me each and every day or confirming each and every day. It's just wild. It is just wild to me. Like, I'm genuinely here. Like, I genuinely feel this way. Like, I'm genuinely happy. Like, I'm not trying to convince myself. And I feel like when we let go of the things that are trying to get away from us, we totally make room to align ourselves for what is for us. We make room and we get into a position to receive the things that it is that are for us. When I tell you I want the friendships that are for me, I want the opportunities that are for me, I want the love that is for me. Like, because it's one thing to want the best for someone and to want to love someone or, you know, give someone the things that they say they've never experienced, and all that is fine and dandy. But for one of a person is not in a position to receive that, there's nothing. It will never be good enough. It will never be good enough. It will forever be something. It's just like, I want someone who is open to receiving the love that I have to give. I want to be open to receiving the love that someone has for me. You know, and it's just like, I just encourage you to really do a life audit. I like to call them life audits. And, you know, to really get down to, what am I holding on to that no longer serves me? Anytime a memory or something from the past comes up, one thing that I've been doing lately is when it comes up, I simply say, I don't have room for that anymore. I don't have room for that anymore, so I release it. I release it. Like, what do you need to release? And you have to open your mouth. Like, I was getting ready to meditate. Like, I do my morning routine. I had everything, and I was about to get to the meditation piece of it. And something was like, no. For one, just start saying thank you. Start saying thank you and start just going down the list of gratitude. But also start speaking to yourself in present tense. Or I'm sorry, in future tense. Start thinking and saying, you know, the things that have come to you, the opportunities that have come to you. Like, you gotta open your mouth. You gotta open your mouth and speak against the things that are not for you. You have to open your mouth and bring forth and speak to the things that you want. Like, what do you need to release? What do you need to release in order to gain something? And the last piece I'll say is that I'll never forget, I was a teenager and I was sitting in church and I heard it clear as day. Because, baby, I'm not a very religious person, but I am a spiritual person, okay? And something, I heard it as clear as day, and it said, what you'll gain is greater than what you've lost. And what I want to leave with you is to know that there is not anything that you give up, there is not anything that you choose to release, that you will not get back in the healthy, most purest form, tenfold. But you have to be willing to step out on faith. You have to be willing to have the courage to say, this is not do me any good, so I am releasing it. I release it, and I welcome, and I am grateful and thankful to receive what is for me. Hey, boo, hey. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. I really enjoyed making it, and I hope that you're able to take something away from it. I would love to do this portion of the podcast where I read questions that you guys may have. So if you have a question that you would like read on the podcast, it could be totally anonymous. Most likely they will be anonymous because I don't want to put anybody's business out there. But just email heyboo.question@gmail.com. Again, send your questions to heyboo.question@gmail.com and I will read your question on the podcast. But thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to share, comment, and subscribe. And again, I told you coffee mugs will be out very, very soon. Definitely have some things in the work as far as opening up more coaching sessions and just some things that I'm working on. So I'm super excited about that. But I am sending you so much love and light, and I hope that you flow and go through your day with ease.